Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Eruvin Perek Bet. This perek discusses what must be done to make an Eruv Chatzerot effective in a situation where one or more residents does not participate in it, and in the case that one or more residents of the Chatzer isn't Jewish. Halacha Aleph. Anshei chatzer she'ervu kulan chutz mi'achad mehen shelo erevi mahen, bein b'mezid bein shokheach, harei ze oser alehen, v'asur l'chulan lehotzi mibateihen lechatzer o mechatzer lebateihen, bitel lehen ze shelo erev reshut chatzero bilvad, harei elu mutarin lehotzi ulachnis mibateihen lechatzer o mechatzer lebateihen, aval lebeito asur. Bitel lahen reshut beito ureshut chatzero, hare kulan mutarin, hein mutarin mipnei she'ervu, v'hare bitel lahen reshut beito v'chatzero, v'gam hu mutar mipnei shelo nishar lo reshut, v'hare hu ke'oreach etzlam, v'oreach eino oser. If one resident of the chatzer does not participate in the Eruv, let's call him Reuven, whether by accident or intentionally, this invalidates the Eruv, and none of the other residents may carry from their homes to the chatzer or vice versa. If Reuven does bitul reshut chatzero, meaning that he nullifies or subordinates his share of the chatzer to the other residents, then he is no longer considered part of the chatzer, and the other residents may carry from their homes to the chatzer and vice versa. Note that this bitul is not considered a form of kinyan, and therefore may be done even after Shabbat begins, when Reuven can no longer join the Eruv. However, even after Reuven does bitul reshut chatzero, neither he nor any other resident can carry from Reuven's home to the chatzer, as his home is considered a separate reshut unconnected to the chatzer, and he has no share in the chatzer because of his bitul. But if Reuven does bitul reshut beito ureshut chatzero, meaning he subordinates to his neighbors both his share in the chatzer and in his home, then everyone may carry from any home into the chatzer. Even Reuven himself may do so, as he is not considered for the duration of Shabbat to have any property rights in his home or in the chatzer. Living in his own house, Reuven is considered the equivalent of a guest of the other residents of the chatzer. In Halacha Bet, the Rambam adds that Bitul Reshut must be done individually with each other resident of the Chatzer who is part of the Eruv, and that in the event that Reuven dies on Shabbat, his Yoresh may do the Bitul Reshut in his place. Later in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam clarifies that Bitul Reshut only works between people who could have made an Eruv before Shabbat began. So if two people live on opposite sides of the Reshut HaRabim, and Goyim build mechitzot around both homes on Shabbat, so that now, during Shabbat, they find themselves living in the same Reshut HaYachid, they cannot be mevatel Reshut to each other on Shabbat, because they were not part of one chatzer when Shabbat began. We note in closing that Bitul Reshut works not only when one neighbor is left out of an Eruv, but also when there are only two homes altogether in the Chatzer, and they didn't make an Eruv at all before Shabbat. This case will come up several times later in the Perek. Halacha Gimel. Bitlu Elu HaMa'arvin Reshutam Lazeh Shelo Erev, Humutar Sharei Nishar Levado, V'hein Asurin Shelo Nishar Lehen Reshut, V'ein Omrin Yiyu Ka'orchin Etzlo, She'ein Rabim Orchim Holchin Etzel Echad. If they do the reverse of the case in Halacha Aleph, meaning all the residents who made the Eruv are Mevatlim Reshut to the one resident, Reuven, who didn't, then Reuven may carry from his home to the Chatzer, but they may not carry from their homes to the Chatzer. We don't say in this case that they are the equivalent of Reuven's guests, because an individual can be the guest of a group of people, but not vice versa. In the case that several people in the Chatzer didn't join the Eruv, and do Bitul Reshut in both their homes and in the Chatzer to the residents who made the Eruv, may we view one group, the neighbors outside the Eruv, as guests of the other group, the ones who made the Eruv, to allow everyone to carry from their homes to the Chatzer? In other words, can we view the Rabim as guests of the Rabim? The Shulchan Aruch rules that we may not, but the Bir Halacha quotes other Rishonim who are more lenient on this point, and he concludes that one may rely on them in a case of great need. Halacha Dalid. Hayu elu shelo ervu shnaim o yater, im bitlu rishutam lama'arvin, hama'arvin mutarin, ve'elu shelo ervu asurin, ve'ein hama'arvin yucholin levatel rishutam lishnaim shelo ervu, shekol echad mehen oser al chaviro. V'afilu chazar ha'echad shelo erev uvitel b'shuto l'ashini shelo erev, harei ze asur, shebesha'a shebitlu lo ha'me'arvin asur haya. Echad she'erev eino mevatel rishuto lechad shelo erev, aval ha'echad shelo erev mevatel rishuto lechad she'erev. If there are two or more who didn't join the Eruv, then they can be mevatel rishut to the neighbors who joined the Eruv, as we explained. But the ones who join the Eruv cannot be mevatel rishut to the two of them, as they can in Halacha Gimel to one neighbor who doesn't join. The reason for this is that the two or more who didn't join have no Eruv joining them to each other. So what does it help for the others to be mevatel rishut to them? They still can't carry. The last line of this Halacha, according to the Magid Mishnah, refers to a chatzer with three residents, in which two, let's say Reuven and Shimon, made an Eruv without the third, Levi. In this case, Reuven cannot be mevatel rishut to Levi unless Shimon does the same, as otherwise Shimon and Levi prevent each other from carrying because there's no Eruv between them. But Levi can be mevatel rishut to Reuven, in which case only Reuven may carry from his home to the chatzer, while Shimon may not. The Raivi disagrees with the Rambam and believes that Levi can be mevatel rishut to Reuven only in the event that Shimon dies. Otherwise, if Levi is mevatel rishut at all, it must be to both of them together. Halacha He adds two important points regarding bitul rishut. First, this mechanism can also be used between two courtyards. The Magid Mishnah explains this to mean the following. When two courtyards are open to each other, each with its own Eruv, the residents of Chatzer A may be mevatlin rishut to the residents of Chatzer B. Once they do so, the residents of Chatzer A may not carry out of their homes at all, and the residents of Chatzer B may carry from their homes into both courtyards. Second, bitul rishut can work in both directions within one Shabbat. So in a chatzer with two residents, Reuven and Shimon, who didn't make an Eruv, Reuven can be mevatel rishut to Shimon for as long as Shimon needs to use the chatzer, and then Shimon can be mevatel rishut to Reuven so that he can use the chatzer. This can go back and forth as many times as they wish. Halacha Vav. Mi shebitel rishuto v'chazar v'tiltel barishut shebitel, im b'meizid hotzi, hareza oser alehen, sharei lo amad b'vitulo. V'mishogeg hotzi, eino oser alehen, sharei hu omed b'vitulo. B'med v'rim amurim, shelo kadmu v'echziku elu shebitel lehen, aval im kadmu v'echziku v'hotziu, im chazar hu v'hotzi, b'mishogeg b'meizid, eino oser alehen. If Reuven is mevatel rishut to his neighbors, and then carries from his house to the chatzer, or vice versa, this act indicates that Reuven has retracted his bittul, and the neighbors may no longer carry from their homes to the chatzer. But this is true only under two conditions. One is that Reuven carried intentionally, not b'shogeg, meaning either that he forgot that he was mevatel rishut, or didn't realize that this forbids him from carrying. The second condition is that the neighbors had not already, before Reuven carried, taken advantage of his bittul to carry from their homes to the chatzer. If they did so, then even if Reuven carries into the chatzer intentionally, b'mezid, this does not undo his bittul, as the neighbors have already taken possession of the reshut that he subordinated to them. The Shulchan Aruch, quoting Rashi, rules that the neighbors must carry out to the chatzer after the start of Shabbat in order to forestall Reuven's retraction of his bittul, and the Bir Halacha accepts this stringency. Halacha Zayin discusses a case where all the residents of a chatzer made an Eruv, and then one dies before Shabbat, bequeathing his property to someone outside the chatzer. In this case, the other residents may not carry from their homes to the chatzer until the inheritor is mevatel rishut to them, as the property belonged to him at the moment Shabbat began, and he, unlike his deceased relative, did not join the Eruv because he doesn't live in the chatzer. But if the resident dies during Shabbat, then the Eruv remains valid for the rest of Shabbat in any event, because it was valid when Shabbat began. Halacha Chet records an interesting variation of this case. Yisrael v'ger sheshruyin b'mara achat, u'meit hager miba'od yom, afal pi shelo hechzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav ad shechashecha, harei ze hamachzik oser ad shivatel, sharei hu ki oresh, v'meit hager mishechashecha, Suppose a Jew, Reuven, and a Ger live together in a chatzer-type arrangement. The Rambam writes, me'ara, a cave, but the Magid Mishnah explains, based on the Gemara, that this really refers to a setup where each person has his own area, and they share a common area. And they make an Eruv between them, and then the Ger dies before Shabbat. The Ger has no Yorshim, and so his property is Hefker when Shabbat begins. During Shabbat, another Jew, Shimon, comes along and takes possession of this property. then even though Shimon only entered the picture during Shabbat, we view him as a Yoresh of the Ger, and we consider him to have had rights to the property retroactively from the death of the Ger before Shabbat. Therefore, Reuven may not carry from his house into the Chatzer until Shimon is Mevatel Reshut to him. Of course, if the Ger dies after Shabbat begins, then Reuven may continue to carry for the rest of Shabbat, as we explained before regarding Halacha Zayin. Halacha Tet. Yisrael hadar im hanochri o im ger toshav bechatzer, eino oser alav, shedirat hagoy eina dira, ela kivheimahu chashuv, vim hayu shnei Yisraelim o yater, vegoy shocheni mahen, harei ze oser alehen, vedavar ze gzera, kedei shelo yishaknu goy imahen, shelo yilamedu mima'asav, velama lo gazru b'Yisrael echad vegoy echad, mipnei sheino davar matzui, shari yifchad shema yityached imo, viargenu. If one Jew and one non-Jew live in a chatzer, even if the non-Jew is a ger toshav who accepted upon himself the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, the Jew may carry without any eruv. We do not consider the residence of a non-Jew to be a true residence, dirat hagoy eina dira, and this is the equivalent of a Jew living with an animal in the same chatzer. But if two or more Jews live in the same chatzer as a non-Jew, then the presence of the non-Jew prevents the Jews from being allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzer, even if they make an eruv. What happened to the principle of dirat goy eina dira? The answer is that Chazal made a special gezera in this case, in order to discourage Jews from living in the same chatzer as a non-Jew, lest they become influenced by him. But this gezeira only applies when at least two Jews live together with a non-Jew, not when only one does so. The reason is that it is very uncommon for only one Jew to live in a chatzer with a non-Jew, as he fears for his life in this case, and Chazal do not apply their gezerot in situations which are very uncommon. So what must the Jews do to be allowed to carry? Halacha Yud explains. Shnei Yisraelim v'goy ha-shochnim v'chatzer achat, v'arvu ha-Yisraelim la'atzman, lo ho'ilu klum. V'cheinim bitlu lagoy, o bitel lahem, o bitlu ha-Yisraelim ze la-ze v'nasu ki yachid im agoy, lo ho'ilu klum, she'ein eruv mo'il bimkom goy, ve'ein bitul reshut mo'il bimkom goy, ve'ein lahem takana ela shi'yiskeru mimenu reshuto, ve'yase ha-goy ki'ilu hu oreach imahen, v'chein im hayu goyim rabim, maskirim reshutam le'Yisraelim, v'Yisraelim ma'arvin u'mutarin, V'Yisrael echad shesachar min agoy, ma'arev im sha'ar ha-Yisraelim, v'yutru kulam, ve'ein kol echad ve'echad tzarich liskor min agoy. When two or more Jews live in the same chatzer as a non-Jew, it does not help for the non-Jew to be mevatel reshut to them, like in the case from the beginning of the perek of a Jew who didn't join the Eruv. It also doesn't help for the Jews to be mevatel reshut to each other and become the equivalent of a single Jew living with a non-Jew, in which case the gzera shouldn't apply, as we explained in last halacha, as this legal loophole does not work. In practice, there are still multiple Jews living in the same chatzer as a non-Jew, so the gzera applies. The only solution in this case is for the Jews to rent the property of the non-Jew. If there are many non-Jews in the chatzer, then the Jews must rent from all of them, and it suffices for one of the Jews to do so before making an eruv with the other Jews of the chatzer. The Bir Halacha writes that b'di'eved it suffices to rent from the non-Jews even after all the Jews have ready made an eruv. What is done nowadays when an eruv is made for an entire neighborhood or city in which many non-Jews reside? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah rule that it suffices to rent from the Sar Ha'ir, an officer with authority over the city, if he has the right to enter any private home when necessary. This right is considered a sufficient degree of ownership in each home on the part of the officer that he may rent out all the homes to a Jew for eruv purposes. Even in a modern democratic society, the municipal authority and the police have the right to enter a private home in cases of emergency or when an arrest warrant is issued. So we rely on this ruling to rent all the homes of all the non-Jews within the boundaries of the Eruv from the mayor of the city or from the chief of police. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shtei chatzerot zo lifni mizo, v'Yisrael echad v'goy darin bapnimit, v'Yisrael echad b'chitzona, o shaya Yisrael v'goy b'chitzona, v'Yisrael echad bapnimit, harei ze oser al chitzona ad shiskor mimenu. Sharei raglei shnei Yisraelim v'goy mitzuyim sham, v'apnimim mutar bapnimit. Suppose one chatzer is surrounded by another, so that the residents of the inner chatzer need to pass through the outer one to get in or out, but the residents of the outer chatzer never have occasion to enter the inner one. Then for Eruv purposes, we treat residents of the inner chatzer as if they live in the outer chatzer too, because they need to pass through it. Therefore, if a Jew lives in the outer chatzer, and both a Jew and a non-Jew live in the inner chatzer, or the reverse, then it is as if two Jews and one non-Jew live in the outer chatzer. So the Jew living in the outer chatzer may not carry without renting the property of the non-Jew. But the Jew living in the inner chatzer may carry from his house to that inner chatzer, as he is the only Jew living there. And whenever there is only one Jew, even if he's living together with a non-Jew, there is no need to rent from the non-Jew. Halacha Yud Bet. Sochrin min hagoy afilu b'shabbat, sha'schirut kivitul reshuti, she'ina schirut vada'it ela heker bilvad. Lefichach sochrin min hagoy afilu b'fachot mishave pruta. V'ishto shel goy maskeret shelo midato, v'chein schiro v'shamasho maskirin shelo midato. V'afilu haya schiro u'shamasho yisraeli, harei ze maskir shelo midato. Sha'al min hagoy makom lahaniach bo chafatzav v'ishtilo, harei nishtatef imo birshuto, u'maskir shelo midato. Hayu legoy ze schirim u'shamashim u'nashim rabim, im yiskir echad mehem dayo. When the property of a non-Jew must be rented for Eruv purposes, this is not a genuine rental like in Choshen Mishpat, but rather a symbolic act, a heker, more similar to Bittul Reshut from the beginning of the Perek. And therefore, there are many leniencies which the Rambam lists in this halacha. First, it may be done on Shabbat itself. Second, the rental money may be less than a Shava Pruta, an amount not ordinarily considered significant in halacha. Third, the non-Jew's wife or his worker or servant, whether Jewish or non-Jewish, may rent out the non-Jew's property in his place, even without his knowledge, though not explicitly against his will. Even someone who just borrows the non-Jew's property for storage may rent it out without his knowledge, though the Shulchan Aruch rules that this does not apply if the borrower only has rights to a specific location within the non-Jew's property. Even if the non-Jew has many wives, workers, or servants, it suffices for one of them to rent out his property. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shnei Yisraelim v'goy hadarim b'chatzer achat, v'sachru min hagoy b'shabbat, chozer ha'echad umvatel reshuto l'sheni, umutar. V'chein imet hagoy b'shabbat, mvatel ha'Yisraeli l'Yisrael ha'acher, v'yeh mutar l'taltel. When two Jews live in a chatzer with a non-Jew and did not take any action at all before Shabbat, they can rent from him on Shabbat, and then one of the Jews can be mevatel reshut to the other in order to allow the second Jew to carry from his house to the chatzer. Similarly, if the non-Jew dies during Shabbat, leaving only two Jews in the chatzer, at that point one can be mevatel reshut to the other. Halacha Yud Dalid. Goy shehiskir mi goy. Im ein harishon yachol lehotzi hagoy hasheni ad sheyashlim zman schiruto, sochrin mize hagoy hasheni, sharei nichnas tachat habaalim. Vim yesh reshut larishon lehotzi et hagoy hasocher menu b'chol et sheyirtze, im lo haya hasheni omed, v'sachru ha-Yisraeli min harishon, harei elu mutarim. Suppose a non-Jew in the chatzer, whom we'll call the socher, doesn't own the property he lives in, but rents it from another non-Jew, the maskir. Do we need to rent the property from the socher or from the maskir? If the maskir has no right to eject the socher from the property until the lease expires, then we must rent from the socher. But if he does, then the rental can be done either from the maskir or from the socher. The Rambam doesn't address the case in which the non-Jew in the chatzer is renting from a Jew. The Rambam writes that in this case, we don't need to rent from the non-Jew at all, as the implicit assumption when a Jew rents out a home to a non-Jew is that the rental does not give the non-Jewish socher the ability to prevent Jews in the chatzer from carrying. But the Bir Halacha understands the Rama's leniency to refer only to a case in which the maskir himself, the Jewish maskir, also lives in the chatzer, but not if he lives elsewhere. Halacha Tetvav. Chatzer sheYisraelim v'goy shuriyin ba, v'hayu chalonot petuchot mi beit Yisraeli ze, the beit Yisraeli ze, v'asu eruv derech chalonot, af al pi shein mutarin lehotzi mi bayit levayit derech chalonot, harehein asurin lehotzi mi bayit levayit derech ptachim, mipnei hagoy ad sheyaskir, she'ein rabim nasim be'eruv ki achid mimkom goy. If Jews live in a chatzer together with a non-Jew, and the homes of the Jews adjoin each other along a common wall with an opening in it, a chalon, then the Jews can make an eruv to allow passing objects from one house to the other through the chalon, even without renting from the non-Jew. But they may not carry outside their doors into the chatzer until they rent from the non-Jew. We'll see in the next perek more about when an opening, a chalon, between two chatzerot allows a joint eruv to be made between them. Halacha Tet Zayin. Yisrael shehu mechalel shabbat b'farhesia, o shu oved avodah zarah, harehu kigoy l'chol dvarav, ve'ein ma'arvinimo, ve'eino mevatel reshut, ela sochrin menu kigoy. Avalim haya min haminim, she'enan ovdin avodah zarah, ve'ein mechalin shabbat, kigon tzedokim uvaitusin, v'chol hakofrim b'torah shebal peh, klalo shel davar, kol mi she'eino modeh b'mitzvat eruv, ein ma'arvinimo, lefi she'eino modeh b'eruv, ve'ein sochrin menu lefi she'eino kigoy. Aval mevatel hu reshuto l'Yisrael hakasher, v'zoi takanato. V'chein im haya Yisrael echad kasher, v'ze hatzdoki b'chatzer, harei ze oser alav ad shivatel lo. We saw at the end of Hilchot Shabbat that one who is Mechalel Shabbat b'farhesia, or is Oved Avodah Zarah, is considered the equivalent of a non-Jew. And we mentioned at the time that this is only true with regard to certain dinim. The topic of this perek is one of those dinim. Any resident of the Chatzer who is Jewish, but is one of these two types of sinners, has the status of a non-Jew regarding Eruv. This means that we cannot include him in an Eruv, nor does it even suffice for him to be Mevatel Reshut to the Jews in the Chatzer, but rather we must rent his property as we would from a non-Jew. The Rambam goes on to discuss the interesting status of someone who does not accept Torah Shebaal Peh, or at the very least rejects the validity of the mitzvah of Eruv, but is not a Mechal Shabbat B'Farhesia or a Oved Avodah Zarah. On the one hand, since he does not accept the mitzvah of Eruv, he cannot be included in the Eruv. On the other hand, since he is not the equivalent of a non-Jew, we cannot rent from him as we would from a non-Jew. Therefore, the only solution is for him to be Mevatel Reshut, like any other Jew who doesn't participate in the Eruv. The Kesef Mishnah points out a chidush implicit in these last words of the Rambam. The Rambam evidently believes that renting property for Eruv purposes works only from a non-Jew and not from a Jew, for otherwise we could rent even from this Jew who rejects the mitzvah of Eruv. This is against the opinion of the Rush and some other Rishonim, who believe that renting from a Jew living in the Chatzer is effective as an alternative to Bittul Reshut. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions without deciding between them, but the Magen Avraham clarifies that this entire debate relates only to the weak form of renting, which suffices for Eruv purposes and can be done even on Shabbat itself, as we saw in Halacha Yud Bet, alongside several other leniencies regarding this type of rental. But if a Jew rents out his home and his share of the Chatzer to the other Jews in the Chatzer before Shabbat, then everyone agrees that this is effective to allow the other Jews in the Chatzer to carry on Shabbat.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.